Welcome to the TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 17th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Well, first up, it is our 500th episode of the Gamers In this week. We have some submissions from the community to go through that we're going to be using to celebrate 500. There will likely be some room for more ideas, so if you're listening to this and you have some thoughts, certainly let me know, either through Discord or Twitter. We'll probably have some room to talk games as well, so we'll talk about games we're playing. I might have to pick one of the games for my holidays and focus up on that. But yeah, we're going to be doing 500 episodes, TGI 500, so looking forward to that. And then for Summoner's Call, we have new special heroes. We were off a couple weeks ago, so we had to double up last week, and we did two rounds of heroes. And we have another round of heroes to talk about this week coming up, which is actually, as of this recording, they just dropped the trailer, and it looks like the theme for January's special heroes are going to be, they're going back to the desert theme. We'll also be doing our special discussions game club for Fire Emblem Warriors. We're going to be bringing that back and looking to wrap all of that up in the month of January. But for our episode this week, we're going to be talking about Shadow Dragon plus Lin characters and the DLC. And that includes the chapters, pretty much rounding out the rest of the game. So, you know, short and sweet sort of update, because I have quite a bit of an update corner to go through. I managed to play a good chunk of Tales of Arise, and where we last left off is that we were sort of leaving Ganeth Harris to try to find support, and we made it through the mountain that supposedly would lead us to Syslodia. And when we get through that mountain, we find this bridge. So I remember when I was playing part one, I came across this area in Syslodia. There was this giant drawbridge that was closed. And, you know, your characters wonder aloud, like, I wonder how we're going to work that. And sure enough, where that mountain pass comes through is with that drawbridge, but on the other side. So we bring the bridge down. And who meets us on the other side but Bregan, who was a character from Syslodia, working for the Resistance. And he vows to get support for Ganeth Harris from across the other lands. So they are going to support Ganeth Harris, which basically allows us to go about our adventure as we try to go to what they're calling the Wedge. Never really quite understood why they called it the Wedge, but it is this thing in the middle of the ocean, and it's siphoning astral energy from the planet of Dana, and we're going to go stop that. So that's our task. They say we need to get on a big ship. So, like, silly me, there are these moments in this game where they don't really tell you where to go. And this is one of those cases where they heavily hint at where you need to go. Like, well, where's the one place you boarded a ship? Well, the last time we boarded a ship, wasn't it, like, sunk? So I never really thought to go back to the harbor, but I did eventually, and sure enough, our ship and our ship captain survived. I guess off-screen, while we were finishing up our adventure in Ganeth Harris, he did all the repairs. Actually, Renan engineers from another area helped him out, I believe. So we get on the ship. He takes us to the Wedge. There's no sort of problems on the way there. We get to the Wedge. Rinwell, as we step onto the Wedge, Rinwell hears a friendly voice while she's reaching out into the astral energy, and that leads us into the dungeon. This place seems very alien in nature. It's not... it's hard to explain, but it's like very like veiny and web-like, sort of like, you know, Venom, from Spider-Man. It's very like, it's like a mesh, thing. Everything's made of mesh, and it is a tower. The plan is basically to climb it and destroy the core, to stop the siphoning from happening. And you basically, like, work your way up this area, and you get to the very top, and you discover that there is a giant plant that you fight. You take out the giant plant. That stops the siphoning, but there's this, like, very bright light, and Rinwell steps into it. She goes into the light. We all follow her into the light, And there's this bit of like weird, you know, the characters are all like bathed in this white light and they're just like standing around. And then it seems as though this friendly voice has been talking to all of our characters off screen, you know, off screen. We don't hear it, but we come back to the scene and all the characters are weeping. Well, most of the characters are crying. And they don't really explain why. They just kind of say, like, why are you crying? You know, Law says to Rinwell, why are you crying? And Rinwell says, well, you're crying too. And they describe hearing, like, a voice, but it doesn't quite describe what they heard. So, like, very mysterious. I'm sure we'll come back to that. But at the end of all that, it's just like, well, how do we get down? It's like, well, we just walk down. So you literally walk back down the dungeon. All the monsters have respawned, so you kind of have to take out a few flights as you get back to the teleporter. And when you get back down, you look up, you see that the beam has stopped, but there are trace amounts of astral energy being siphoned from the planet still. So, you know, there's a suggestion of like, well, how do we stop it? Do we take the whole thing down? And I guess the idea was like, well, you know, we could take this whole thing down, but that might not, we might not be able to do it fast enough. And there's literally a line where like, we have to go to Lenegas. Alphen states we have to go to Lenegas. We're going to go to space. We're going to space. So the next phase of the update corner is going to be us going, I assume, going to space. I haven't got that far yet. You know, there's a conversation of like, well, how do we get to space? Well, you know, what about the spaceship that you came on, Alphen? And, you know, a 300-year-old starship, basically. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation back and forth about the logic behind why that would work and that, you know, well, Alphen, you survived for 300 years, so the spaceship must have had enough functioning power to keep you alive, so maybe it'll still at least get us to Lenegas. And they ask Alphen, like, well, where did you park it? Where did you leave it? Do you remember where you crashed? And Alphen's like, yeah, I don't really remember where I parked it. Remember I had amnesia for a good chunk of the game? So they say that it's likely in Calaglia where it was left. So we're heading back that way. And that's kind of where we're headed. I did get a little sidetracked on my way back. I started to clean up some side quests. One of which seemed connected to the wedge coming down from Lenegas. They talked about these four sort of separated units that came down. I think I found one of them in, I don't think it's Calaglia. I think it's the third area, Dohalim's area. And it used to be this area that was completely void of anything, but now it's got this giant, like, temple. And it appears to have, like, sort of a warp gate at the front of it. And I went into it, and basically it transports you to an old Danon temple. And as you're going through it, like, I don't know if it's a bug, but I'm constantly in combat. So not only are you slowly walking through, but it feels as though they do that so that you can't leave the area. So you're kind of trapped in this temple. It's kind of like a beat it in one shot, like prepare to beat it. Like, it might be more difficult content, so I'm going to have to come back to it. But essentially, you're walking through and you're finding these, like, ancient enemies that you're fighting, these, like, robotic guardians. They kicked my butt. But I did manage to defeat one group of them, and then I defeated one group, you find a portal, you keep going. It feels like one of those, like, endless dungeon things, but I'm sure there's, like, a big boss at the end of it you got to fight. So I did die, and I quickly jumped out of there, but... You know, I've done a couple more side quests. We learned that Law is very good at, you know, taking care of animals on the ranch. you know, that was one of the side quests I did. There was a couple others. But yeah, that was a fun one. It was just more cute than anything. There was really nothing to it. But yeah, so like I'm still very much enjoying Tales of Arise. I feel like the story, I need to, for our next update, I need to get to the point where we're in space, so that's my goal coming up. But yeah, that is pretty much gonna do it for the mini. You know, we talked a bit about it on the Gamers Inn, but like the one game coming out that has kind of got us all waiting to see for reviews would be Pokemon Legends Arceus, coming on to January 28th for the Switch. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how that's received. I am curious, but I have not pre-ordered. I'm gonna see what it's like. I was talking about it in Discord. I get the vibe that it's a similar feeling to what Pokemon Company used to do. You know, they developed their mainline games on handheld, and they'd always develop like these weird, not quite fully fleshed out to the point of mainline Pokemon games, but kind of like, you know, pseudo Pokemon games. You know, like Pokemon Colosseum Battle Adventure 2 or whatever comes to mind as like the closest thing we got to an actual Pokemon game in 3D. And that, like, is the vibe I'm getting here with Arceus, is like, well, this is what we would have done if the Switch hadn't been a handheld and a TV console. You know, like, that would have been the Switch exclusive. So, you know, I'll wait for reviews. I don't know. I want to wait for reviews and see, but that's sort of where my vibe is at. Is I'm getting the sense that this is like, it's not the mainline Pokemon game, but it's their like experimental game that they're working on. So I don't know if it's going to be as fully fleshed out as like a mainline Pokemon, but I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am. But that is going to do it for the mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourselves a great weekend if you're listening to this early. If you're listening to this on Monday, have yourself a great week. But yeah, we'll chat soon. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week.